At the Iowa Farm Bureau Economic Summit in Ames, we're going to visit with a farmer from Iowa Falls, Iowa, Larry Seiler. Larry is maybe one of the more active social media folks in the country in agriculture. Larry, is that a fair statement?
I'd say that's fairly a good statement. I spend a lot of time on the computer trying to spread the word about how we actually farm.
And what got you involved in this, and what keeps you involved?
Well, it probably started clear back in the 80s during the farm crisis. I could tell that our story wasn't getting out like it should. When social media came on about 3-4 years ago, it really gave us a vehicle to use to spread it to more people. And that's really, the ball really started rolling at that time, and I'm actually communicating with a lot more people.
And tell me about the farming operation. Now, you have crops and livestock?
Yes, I do. I've got 400 acres of row crops, corn and beans, and I've got a hog unit where it will hold at one time 4,000 pigs, finished pigs.
Okay. And as I think from previous conversations, you've also, I call it the old-fashioned social media, you do a lot of speaking as well?
Yes, I do. I'm involved in the Farm Bureau Speaker Corps. I'm involved in the National Pork Board Speaker Corps. That's called Operation Main Street. I go around and I talk to a lot of civic groups like Lions Clubs and Kiwanis and things like that. So I do a lot of, I wouldn't call them speeches, I would call them conversations.
Mm-hmm. So currently, what are you most involved in? I mean, Facebook, Ag Chat, Twitter?
It's pretty much combination between those. Facebook I probably do the most of. I've been through the Ag Chat. I went to their first convention they had out in Chicago, and there's actually another one coming up. It'll be their third convention. It's going to be in Kansas City coming up in August. So pretty involved. That's where you can actually learn how to blog and different things. And I actually have a blog now, too, that I contribute to. I do a guest blog every Tuesday. So it's just another way to pass the word.
Now, here at the Farm Bureau Convention, we were in the media room here, and you were actually attempting to be part of a panel discussion on animal agriculture with the Huffington Post, you said?
Yeah, it was the Huffington Post. This was actually came through Ag Chat. One of the founders of Ag Chat, Mike Haley, gave me a call last night on my way home and said that the Huffington Post would like to do a panel discussion on the latest video that came out from Christensen Family Farms about abuse on an animal farm. We tried to get that going on video, and of course the equipment didn't work for us, so we did a phone interview, and it ended up just being three of us on that conversation. When they came to me, all they let me do was kind of tell about my operation a little bit, just what size I am, and then anytime I tried to speak after that, I was muted. And then it was just a conversation between some lady in California who blogs about food and somebody with an English accent that has been a vegetarian for 20 years. And they explained how terrible our operations are out here in the Midwest, on how we raise animals, how we're so mean. And all we're out for is the mighty dollar, and we don't take care of our animals. And I kept trying to interrupt, but being muted, I could not explain exactly how we actually do it out here, how well taken care of the pigs are, and why we do it.
So you were ready to set them straight, but unable to.
Right. And I kind of went into the interview expecting that. When I heard that it was the Huffington Post, you know, it's pretty much a publication that's set up that way, but I guess we have to try to do what we can do to reach the people that we try to talk to. That would be an excellent audience to get our word across to try to tell them how we actually raise livestock. When the panel, it was three of us, when we got done talking, or they got done talking, the producer actually came on to the phone with me and apologized that I could not speak more. I was muted and I couldn't tell what I wanted to tell.
So with all that's happening in agriculture, and sometimes it feels like we're just being bombarded from every direction, do you feel like you're making a difference? Is there ever a day you say, I'm wasting my time here?
That actually happens quite often. I spend enough time on it, and it takes up your time. It just eats away your hours every day. And sometimes you're just ready, for instance, after this interview that I had with the Huffington Post, you're just ready to cash it all in. But then again, when you think about it, I guess you got to just dig in your feet and work harder. because what we are doing out here is actually the right way to do it. It's evolved over years. It's been for the welfare of the animal. The animal's much better taken care of than it used to be. When I was a kid, even when I started farming back in the 70s, most of our livestock was outside. It was harsh in the wintertime. It was hot in the summertime. And now in a climate-controlled building, those pigs are comfortable and healthy.
So of all the things, animal rights, the environmentalists, is the animal rights thing of the most concern to you?
My biggest concern is actually government regulations. And how that ties in is the fact that when you have all these different groups trying to push their agenda, they do get the ear of a politicians, and you get new regulations trying to control what we do on the farm. And when you have government regulations controlling what you do on the farm, you don't necessarily do what you should on the farm. You're trying to just meet the law. A lot of times what we're actually doing out on the farm, we know how to do it better than some government committee does. So it'd be much better if we could do it the way we want to and not be influenced by all these animal rights groups and environmental groups. There's just a lot of different groups that are trying to change how we farm.
Well, it's good we have people like you who are taking the time to share agriculture's story, and I know there's a lot of folks around the country that are doing that. It seems like it'd be good to be able to clone folks like you and have a lot more doing that.
Thank you, Ken. I appreciate that. There are quite a few of us out there actually doing it now. AgChat Foundation has got a great group of people. They're training new people every year, and we're trying as hard as we can to share our story.